باسم الجمعية العامة يشرفني أن أرحب.
On behalf of the General Assembly, it is my pleasure to welcome to the United Nations His Excellency Dr. Mohamed Al-Munsef Al-Marzouqi, President of the Republic of Tunisia, and I give you the floor, sir.
سيد الرئيس.
Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, God's blessings be upon you. From my country, Tunisia, and on behalf of the Tunisian people, I address you and all peoples of the world that you represent with greetings and appreciation. Tunisia, as you know, was the first of the Arab Spring on the 17th of December 2010. These peaceful revolutions by Arab peoples to rid themselves of corrupt dictatorships that hampered the economic, political, and social development of their countries. What is witnessed in some Arab Spring countries may bring some to believe that the liberation project has failed and that the dream has turned into a nightmare. What we must remember is that this Arab Spring is not a final stage to be achieved overnight. Rather, it is a road just beginning and looking to further horizons. What we must take into consideration is the element of time. Peoples require several decades to control their revolutions and give them success or failure. We must remember that the Arab Spring, like all human projects, can stumble and indeed may fail. Our duty, your duty, is to insist on supporting this path. We believe that the difficulties in building of democracy and peace in the Arab Spring countries cannot turn those peoples back. We want to fight extremism and replace it with nationalism and patriotism. Indeed, the difficulties show political and ideological forces pushing the countries this way and that. The building of democracy and the building of civil institutions are replete with difficulties in all Arab Spring countries. From this august rostrum, I should like to address the current authorities in Egypt and call on them to release President Mohamed Morsi and all political detainees. Such a brave initiative alone is likely to put an end to political tensions and stop the violence and return all parties to dialogue. The issues facing Gaza alone show us the difficulties facing the Palestinian people through Israeli occupation and colonization. We face three challenges: terrorism through the killing of Shukri Belaid in 6 February past, and Mohamed Ibrahimi on the 25th of July is a major political challenge. The second challenge is slowing foreign investment. And third, the need to learn democracy at a time when we are building and defending it. It has not yet taken root in economic and or rather political and social traditions. In Tunisia, we have many elements for success. We have a responsible political class that has continued its dialogue. We have a people that is peaceful and politically aware, one that knows its own interest. Let me assure you that the Arab Spring in Tunisia will continue and succeed. We shall set a date for elections and will agree on a fair government. Such elections will be supervised by the United Nations, the Arab League, the African Union, and all other regional and local organizations. God willing, they will be held next spring. We hope the forces of terrorism will be stopped in their tracks. I wanted to reassure you, Tunisia is undertaking this experiment for itself and the rest of the world. We want our revolution to be peaceful. We want transitional justice to have a role in the transitional period. We also want to expand the concept of democracy. It is not merely the right of those winning 51% of the vote and ignoring those who won 49%. We want coalition governments that take into consideration that society is made of many parts. We want to learn from each other. And our success will have consequences that will go far beyond our borders. Hence the importance of solidarity between peoples to ensure success for this unique experiment. The Arab Spring today is reaching ultimate suffering in Syria. The violence in Syria has astonished us from the beginning. It is escalating day after day. It is so brutal today, so brutal that history has never witnessed such brutality. In Tunisia, we have taken a strong position against the dictatorship in Syria. We supported the opposition and expelled the regime's ambassador in our country. We have long warned against factionalism, sectarianism, and intervention by others, whether states or so-called jihadi groups, including some Tunisian groups. We know that when they return from that suffering countries will be a danger to us. We have gone so far as to say that life is more important than justice. And if it is necessary not to prosecute the Syrian dictators, and if they leave the scene, we ought to accept the situation, however bitter, however our fears have turned to reality. We continue to live this nightmare, pressing against the valiant Syrian people. We have never seen such an apogee of brutality. Indeed, there is a need for a political solution to end the nightmare. However, we also want your support for prosecution in the ICC. This would be a further addition to international law to protect peoples against dictatorships, and particularly the Syrian dictatorship, the worst example of how immoral a regime can become in its actions. We are fully confident that had such a court acted, the Syrian regime would not have attempted to turn rule in the country to a hereditary one. It would not have dared to convict members of the opposition and sentence them to death. Imagine if this court acted against such cases. What if such a court had taken a course supporting the human rights? Imagine how we would not have reached the nightmare of the Syrian people. 100,000 dead and so many displaced people against a regime killing men, women, and children with all the weapons it has been provided with, including chemical weapons. Have we ever seen such a brutal regime in such a brutal civil war that has gone beyond any of the most ugly scenes seen in the region in history? Indeed, they ought to be brought to the ICC. Justice delayed cannot return the dead to life. There have to be preventive bodies that take up such situations from their very beginning. such regimes cannot last long against internal democratic opposition with international recognition. So Tunisia calls on all influential states who wish to build institutions against dictatorship to support our project. We believe that such a constitutional court would be the expression of a new spirit required by the international communities. Ladies and gentlemen, we are meeting in this august place with all the nations of the earth to review the problems, most of which are premeditated and the pains of peoples. And we would have been able to avoid such situations had we thought globally and acted locally. As a doctor, I would recall our victories against epidemics that raged against mankind through preventions. Dictatorship must be prevented inside and among peoples. In facing such epidemics, we must have policies that save mankind. We hope to God that we have enough time to quickly take such a direction before it's too late. Thank you.